Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 88. I'm Drew Pounton reporting. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith says the due date for 2022 mobile home taxes is July 29th. A late fee of $25 will be added for any unpaid taxes after July 30th, and an extra $25 fee will be added every month after the tax is delinquent. The 2022 extension for mobile home taxes is $20,790. Payments can be made at the Edwards County Courthouse and Smith's office or by using the Dropbox. Payments can also be mailed in. Those with questions can call 618-445-3581. More news right after this.
Hey, this is John and Casey Yoakum inviting you to our 7th annual Heaps of Jeeps Festival on June 17th and 18th. We are throwing a big party Friday and Saturday night with live music from area band Smoke Rings and the high-energy Nashville band Tailgate Revival.
Including food trucks, beer garden, live auction, kid activities, and more. Don't have a Jeep? No problem. This event is open to the public for the whole family at Highland Woods Park here in Vincennes. Weekend passes will be sold online and at the gate for a donation to our local first responders.
Check out heapsofjeepsvincennes.com for more details. We'll see you there.
In other news, the Carmine City Council meets Tuesday, June 7th at City Council Chambers on 225 East Main Street at 5:30 p.m. After the usual call to order and approval of the May 17th council meeting minutes, the council will discuss and potentially approve a resolution authorizing the mayor to seek bids for trash with amended requirements. There will also be reports from Mayor Jeff Pollard, reports from standing committees, comments from visitors, and a closed session to discuss personal matters with possible action to follow. The latest numbers on the coronavirus show some counties in the region with dropping rates, with a rise reported in some other areas. Reports from the region this morning showed Wayne County with 11 new cases and one new hospitalization within the past week. Marion County reported 36 new cases for the past week and two hospitalizations with no new deaths. The county had been on a medium risk level for COVID-19 for a week, but dropped back down to a low risk level with new weekly results were released on Friday. Some case numbers for area counties included 31 new cases in Jefferson County within the past week. Clay County added 18 cases. Washington County with 12 new cases. Fayette County with 32 cases. The report said 19 counties in the state are at high risk level, with most of those counties being around the Chicago area. As of Thursday night, there were 1,227 people in Illinois reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 14 patients were in the ICU and 35 with COVID-19 were on ventilators. As of Saturday morning, the Illinois Department of Public Health was reporting 3,318,982 total cases of the virus in the state and 33,853 deaths. A second probable case of monkeypox has been found in Chicago, the Illinois Department of Public Health said Friday. The second case was a close contact of the first positive case that was announced Thursday, the department said in a tweet. The risk to the general public remains low. The first case was found in a Chicago man who had recently traveled to Europe, officials said. The man had not required hospitalization and is isolating at home in good condition, the Chicago Department of Public Health and Illinois Department of Public Health said. As of Friday, the U.S. had identified at least 20 cases in 11 states. Monkeypox belongs to the same virus family as smallpox, but its symptoms are milder. People who usually recover within 2 to 4 weeks without needing to be hospitalized, but the disease occasionally is deadly. Monkeypox is ordinarily found in countries in West and Central Africa with tropical rainforests, but recently the disease has been discovered in more than 20 countries, including Britain, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Switzerland, the United States, Israel, and Australia. More than 500 monkeypox cases have been reported, many apparently tied to sexual activity at two recent raves in Europe. No deaths have been reported. Area river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash River east of Fairfield is at 6.72 feet. Its flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is at 5.76 feet. The flood stage is set at 18 feet. At Carmine, the flood stage is 4.96 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. The Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.14 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. The Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 9.92 feet. The flood stage is 19 feet. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
They are the greatest names in the history of baseball, and we claim them as ours. Stan, Lou, Gibby, Ozzie, Red, Yachty, and Waino. They are Cardinals baseball.
In 2022, we'll be describing again the next generation of Cardinals greats.
You never know when that next historic player, play, or game will happen.
And that's why you don't want to miss any of the action this season. We'll bring it to you right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
Here on 105.9 WOKZ Fairfield.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Patricia A. Walsh, 80, of Carmi, passed away on Thursday, June 2, 2022. Pat is survived by her husband of 60 years, Rusty, children Albert, Chip, and Melaine Walsh of Evansville, Indiana, and Deborah Walsh Weston of Carmi. Four grandchildren, a sister-in-law, Joy Holloway, a brother-in-law, James Walsh, and several nieces and nephews, including a special niece, Linda and Tom Malone of Enfield. Funeral services for Pat Walsh will be held at 10:30 on June 7, 2022 at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Her burial will take place at Kirkendall Cemetery in Carmi. Visitation will be on Monday, June 6 from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Annette K. Harrison, 64, of Mount Vernon, died at 11:05 on Friday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Survivors include three daughters, Stacy and Roger Chapman of Wayne City, Illinois, Amanda and Jason Wheeler, and Haley and Jose Rivera, both of Mount Vernon, Illinois. Five grandchildren, three sisters, Jeanette Ketchum and Joanne Wardle, both of Holt, Michigan, and Marlies Fitchner of Germany. Funeral services for Annette Harrison will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 7th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial at Coon Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday at the funeral home. 93-year-old McLeansboro resident George Edmonds died on Thursday, June 2nd at Hamilton Memorial Nursing Center and Rehab in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Wednesday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be at Digby Cemetery in Dale, Illinois. Military services will be held. Survivors include two daughters, Debbie Owen and husband Bruce of Effingham, Illinois, and Donna Edmonds of Champaign, Illinois. Four grandchildren, Jason Owen and wife Allison of Merrimore, California, Jock Ordner and husband Jeff of Effingham, Illinois, David Rayling and partner Dana of Savoy, Illinois, Kevin Kyberts and wife Elizabeth of Mount Zion, Illinois. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident James Richard Griffith Sr. died on Wednesday, June 1st. Services will be Monday, June 6th at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment will be held at Maple Hill Cemetery. I'm Drew Pounson reporting.